Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jeannie. I want to welcome each and every one and just say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into the program tonight and taking your time, your precious time, to be with me. There's something I wanted to share with y'all even before. I know I always start off with a song, and sometimes I start a song before I even welcome each and every one. But as I was just sitting here waiting on the show to start or waiting on time to log in and stuff, I was just really sensing in my heart, in my spirit, that there are so many listening and so many in the body of Christ right now that are that either have already crossed into a greater anointing, into a greater breakthrough in your life, or that you're on the cusp of it, that you're in a time of transition, and just really sensing a time of breakthrough for the body of Christ and for those that have been pressing in and have been holding on and have been praying and seeking God. And I just really sense very strongly that we are in a time of many that are crossing over or have just crossed over, that there are very many that are transitioning. And I thought of the scripture in Luke. Let me turn my sound down on my phone here. In the Amplified Bible, Luke 2, it says, and this was speaking of Jesus, but I sensed it for the body of Christ, so many. It said, and the child continued to grow and become strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace. And then in parentheses, it says favor and spiritual blessing of God. And the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of God was upon him. That is so what I'm sensing for so many, that many that you have you've passed the test, you've graduated to a greater level, that you're coming into a greater anointing, coming into victories like we've not known before. I know that there are great battles ahead of us as we're coming to the end of the ages and the end of the days and the things just that the Word has said, that's in Revelations. But there is such a sense of victory and anointing and just like a kingship on the body of Christ, and just sensing just a wonderful time of breakthrough and transition. And as we have stood and as we have endured and as we have continued to read the Word and continued to bow our hearts before the Lord and ask God for cleansing and to show us and to help us, that we are pressing on, that we are moving on. Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I want to play a little short song for you. It's a new song that's out with Chris Tomlin, and I really like it. Called Tin Roof. We all know there's no sleeping like rain on a tin roof, how it brings relaxation, and what a good thing that is. I've never lived in a house with a tin roof, but I've certainly been in enough barns that I've heard a lot of rain on a tin roof, and that's a cool thing. All right. I don't have a very long message tonight. Just something that I'll have to say in one sense today, it amused me. I amused myself in a sense in another way. You know, that old emoji, that thing where you put SMH, shaking my head. I was shaking my head at myself a little bit today. I want to start with the scripture, Romans 12, starting at 1 and going through 3. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. But do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Thank you, Jesus, for faith and for grace. I'll just tell you a little story today. It's kind of silly and it's kind of amusing. Here a few months ago, I don't know if y'all, most of y'all are familiar with it or not, you know, the livestock shows, you know, like the Houston Livestock Show and the Fort Worth Fat Stock Show and San Antonio, all those, Waco has one. They have calf scrambles at the livestock shows. And the kids, you know, teenage kids or little kids too, the kids chase the calves. There will be just a few of the calves that have a ribbon on their tail. And if the kids are able to catch them, you know, put a halter on them and such as that, then they get a certificate that's good for $500 or $600 that goes towards the purchase of a 4-H calf. Well, there had been a little girl down at Waco that had run down there, and she had caught a calf, and she had contacted me about one of the calves we had for sale. And so I agreed to take the certificate, you know, and then she would pay the rest of the money that went towards the purchase price. And anyhow, on the certificate, I have to contact and send paperwork to the livestock show, the livestock show that hosted that, to get that certificate redeemed. Well, a little earlier in the year, they had kind of dragged their feet on it, and there had been some people change hands. You know, one or two ladies had quit, and another guy had taken their hand. Anyhow, there had been a little bit of a confusion in it, and to where they were a little late getting me a check. So finally, I had called down there and had told them. I said, I've already delivered this calf, y'all, you know, and I've still not been paid and whatnot. So anyhow, the boy that was there, he promised he would mail a check the next day, and he did. Within 3 or 4 days, I had my check and all was well. Well, today I was out mowing the yard, mowing out front, and I thought, well, I'll run to the mailbox down here. And so when I went to the mailbox, I looked, and there was an envelope from a company in a home office in California. And when I opened it, it was a second $600 check that would have been from Waco, you know, that was from the Waco Fair, except that this one had come from the home office rather than from the office down there in Waco. And I looked at it and I thought, huh, I thought they must not have turned that in or something, because here the home office in California has sent me a check. So I come up to the house, and luckily I still had that boy down at Waco. I still had his number in my phone. I had not deleted that, so I called him and I told him, I said, look, I've received a second check. Would you like me just to stick this in an envelope and mail this to you? Do I need to mail it back to California? Do you want me to tear it up? What would you like me to do? And he said, no, mail it to me and put a check on there. And I said, okay. And he was unaware of it, did not know of it. Well, as I went back to mowing, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, a lot of people would have, or some people, I won't say a lot of people, some people might would have thought, you know what, they'll never know. This came from a different office. I'll just keep this check. And silly as it is, I kind of patted myself on the back for doing the right thing. And I hadn't hardly done that because I could hear ringing in my ear, your reasonable service, your reasonable service, and I thought, yes, Lord, you're absolutely right. That's just my reasonable service because I'm a child of God, because I belong to you, and we're expected, and we should, and our hearts should always be to do right. But I still, in my mind, I thought, you know, there's people that wouldn't have done that. And kind of like I wanted to be, like I said, kind of like, well, I'm proud of myself for doing the right thing. And I thought, that is so silly, you know. And then later I thought, girl, what are you doing even thinking like that, you know, because we're not of the world. We belong to the Lord, and we don't act like the world. And if we compare ourselves to the world, then we need to think twice. But it was like, Lord, how often do we judge ourselves by the world's standards rather than the Word of God? I mean, how often don't we do that? You know, and it doesn't always have to be something like that. But, you know, I'm sure everybody has done it at times, but I have seen, and I've done it, Lord, I can't say how many times, and have heard others that sometimes we will measure our commitment even to obey the Lord by the failures of others, you know, where someone else may, maybe they don't read their Bible but once or twice a week or something, we'll think, well, I read my Bible every day, you know, or, you know, maybe they don't go to church Christmas and Easter, you know, and we'll think, well, there's no way I would miss church, you know, and in a sense, kind of a, as the word says, you know, thinking higher of ourselves than we should, rather than thinking, you know, those people need more of God, or they need help, or I need to be praying for them, or Lord, you know, you've spent years, Lord, working on me and developing me and helping me to know, you know, what's right from wrong and helping and developing my heart. But, you know, there's, you know, we'll look sometimes at others and almost give ourselves a break, so to speak. You know, I've heard those people that tend to, now I'm a slow driver, I'll be honest. I'm Granny Gertie on the road. I like to browse and look, and I've just never liked to drive fast, and I'm not the person you want to get behind on the highway. But, you know, those that like to drive fast, they may say, well, I drive fast, but at least I've never killed anybody with my car, gotten drunk, da-da-da-da-da, or made comments about, you know, someone that's robbed a store and just tear them up with their mouth and yet be the same person that maybe is cheating on their taxes, you know, and that's still stealing. You know, the word says, it says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, the NIV, it says, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. So the word's just saying, you know, do not compare yourselves among yourselves. Because anytime we're comparing ourselves, we're either judging ourselves or we're judging the other person. You know, if we're looking at someone else as having attained more than us, or attain to a higher position, a higher in the Lord, higher in job, higher anything else, then many times then we're seeing ourselves as falling short. And very often that's not the case. So often it's a timing thing, or maybe we've not been in it as long. You know, we've not been doing whatever as long. But the main thing is we will tend to judge ourselves as less than when we're truly not. And the other way around, you know, if we look at someone else and say, well, you know, by now they ought to be such and such and such, you know, and look at ourselves, and in that sense, we've judged them, that we have placed ourselves on a higher plane or a higher level. So anytime we compare ourselves to someone else, we're either judging ourselves or we're judging them. And so the word says, do not compare yourselves among yourselves. And certainly we don't want to compare ourselves to those that are not even born again yet. You know, we want to measure ourselves by the Word of God. And, the, you know, the Word says, yes, we pray, we ask the Lord to show us, we ask God to teach us, we ask the Lord truly, I mean, bow our hearts before God and ask the Lord to show us places in our mind and in our hearts that need change, that need correction, things in our bodies. I mean, I'm working on losing weight and I'm making changes, but I'm going to have to make more changes apparently because it's not coming off quick enough. Not fast enough to suit me. It's like, okay, Lord, I would like this all gone this year, or at least the majority of it, you know, but that's always a part of my prayer is like, I tell the Lord, it's like, Lord, I cherish your correction. I cherish it because it will keep us on track. His correction, if we are willing to obey him and willing to recognize, because very often we don't recognize those places in our own lives that are needing change, that are needing work, particularly if it's a part of something that's was the way we raised, something that's been a part of us all of our life or part of our family. You know, it says in Matthew 5:4-8, it says, be ye perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. You know, we know that this is an ongoing process. I've not met anybody yet that I think has arrived. I've not met anybody yet that have said they have arrived. It is a continual ongoing process of test, of growth, of learning, of cleansing, of renewing our minds with the washing of the water of the word, asking God for enlightenment and understanding, because sometimes just the way we perceive things and see things can cause us to act and react in the wrong way, or have us to have wrong conclusions. And we're going to have occasional setbacks. You know, we will have those. But the thing is if we keep pushing forward, we keep making the adjustments as God shows us, and we keep pressing on. This computer is beeping at me. We just keep working at it. We keep asking God. We keep pressing. It's, you know, and I can go back to that old saying that we all say hallelujah to. It's like, Lord, I'm not where I want to be, but praise God, I'm not where I used to be. You know, sometimes we have to measure our success by looking back a little bit where we were and saying, oh, God, you know, instead of always thinking that I've got a million miles to go. But sometimes we can look back and say, Lord, it looks like I've come a million miles. You've brought me a million miles from where I was. And I can say that for sure. God has brought me so far through so many things that if I look back, I didn't realize how many issues that I had. I didn't realize how many broken places I had in my life. I didn't realize how many walls I had in my heart. I did not. And it's been as God has broken them down and as God has brought me forward and has shown me things and has renewed things and has brought healing that now I can look back and say, oh, God, you've brought me a million miles. And yes, when I look forward, sometimes it seems like there's so far to go to the goals and the things that I want to reach in the Lord, the place that I want to be. But thank you, Jesus, that we're not where we were. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read a couple more scriptures. It said in 1 John 3, it said, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. You know, that's the word says that when Christ comes that we will look like him. And at times I've wondered exactly what that meant, you know. I just know that our hearts will be like his, that we will, you know, the word says that we'll walk, that he's coming for a spotless bride, without spot or wrinkle. That we'll have pure hearts, walk in authority, walk in understanding and grace. I believe it's in Ephesians. And I didn't write down all of it. It just says, the Lord might sanctify God, might sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Amen. God is working on us, isn't he? He's working on us. And we're seeing things. I think we're seeing like we've never seen before. You know, we're coming through. We're coming through victorious. And yes, there's been some strong and heated battles, and there's been battles that have lasted for a long time. But he's so faithful. He's so faithful. And, you know, even those times when we've fallen short or we feel like that we've missed the mark, you know, I can remember in school some, the teachers, she would give a test, and there would be too many kids that didn't pass, that had too low grades. And I don't know if they called them makeup. I don't think they were makeup tests. I don't know what they called them. But, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure maybe y'all had this happen too, the teacher would, she would say, you know what, we didn't do very good on this test. We're going to do it again. And she would go back over a few things, and sometimes it would be a shortened version of it. But she'd go over some things for the next day and say, okay, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we're going to take this test again. And, you know, God does that with us some. When he is trying to take us to the next level, when he is trying to transition us, he's so full of grace and mercy that when we're not getting it, sometimes he will come back and he'll say, let's go back over some of this and let's do this again. And it's not always another 2 years or 3 years or 6 months or something. Sometimes the Lord will very quickly bring understanding to us. And then we will go back through those things. He said, okay, you passed. Let's move on. You know, those teachers would do that, particularly like at semester time and things like that. You know, that there would be so many kids that didn't pass, and they would, or were right at the failing mark, and we would go back over some things, and they would give that test again, or maybe usually a shortened version of it in the next day or two until she got everybody through, you know. And then everyone was able to move on to the next semester or maybe to the next grade, depending on when it was. And, you know, God is always for us to succeed. And in that, we're looking to him. We're looking to him. We're depending on him. But don't ever let the devil get you caught in the trap. And it is a trap that when we to compare ourselves to others, neither in the body of Christ nor those in the world, because our standard is Christ. That's our standard. And his word is the thing that will wash us and grow us and bring us through these transitions and bring us through victorious. Depending on him, looking to him. Amen. Amen. Well, let me play another song right quick. It's all about the blood. All about the blood. I took communion before the show started this tonight. And I don't always do it, but I try to remember to. And I want to get to where I'm taking it every day. At times I have done that. But it was like Jesus, you know, and Randy's been talking about it too. It is, all of our price was paid in the blood. You know, the victory is in the blood. The word says, and we overcame Satan by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood.
It's not crosses made of gold. It's not just sentimental stories that have been passed down from old. It's not religion or tradition that can save the souls of men. It took the sinless blood of one holy lamb.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. It is all about your blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can never thank him enough. Thank you, Jesus. We'll start to take callers now. Lord, I just thank you for each and every one. And Father, I just speak a blessing over every life. Lord, we just speak healing and victory and transformation in hearts and lives. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you, Lord, open my ears to hear your word thoroughly and correctly. And Lord, every word be straight from you. And Lord, I thank you for preparing the hearts to receive. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, my first caller is 828-989.
Hi, Jeannie. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, sweetie. How are you tonight?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you
Amen.
For asking.
Praise God. Praise God. And I know you are, girl. I know you are. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and just the sweetness of her heart. Father, I thank you for the dedication of her heart, Lord, to follow you, Lord, for a heart that wants your highest and your best, Lord, for a heart that seeks after, Lord, your presence, that seeks after, Lord, just your highest. That I just keep like your highest. It just seems like you're looking for God's highest, for God's for those high places in the Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for transition. I have felt, and I know you heard that at the beginning. I just have sensed that for so many that are transitioning at a time right now. And, excuse me, and the Lord just literally helping those, even those that are struggling to transition, that Lord just like giving him a boost up, giving different ones a step up, a boost up to make it at this time, to be able to step through this transition. And Jennifer, I have sensed like a greater authority, a greater level of authority coming into your life. Like you have passed the test, so to speak. We all go through tests, you know, because in every level, I mean, in every level we go, there's going to be testing at every level that we go. God proves us, so to speak. We go through those times, and God proves us. Just like he did with, you know, even with Jesus, it said he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So I've just sensed a greater anointing in your life, a greater authority in your life. You know, the word says, decree a thing and it shall be established. A greater authority in your voice. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Even the scripture that we rightly divide the word of truth, an ability to speak truth into people's lives, an ability to understand. I'm having trouble putting it into words, but an ability to kind of where the rubber meets the road, speak truth to people. And just, you know, sometimes there's love, sometimes there's hard lessons, but being able just to stand in the truth of God, the love of God, the understanding. And, of course, we always love people. We always try to encourage people in the Lord because God loves them and God wants things for all of us. But also at times we have to just speak. Sometimes there's hard truth. Sometimes we just have to speak even a hard truth. But, Lord, I just thank you, God, for using Jennifer. Lord, as a voice, as a mouthpiece for you, God. Lord, that she speaks in grace. She speaks in love. Lord, she speaks in authority. But, Lord, even when at times if something's hard to say, Lord, that she speaks in truth. Lord, but everything covered in love. Everything covered in love. But, Lord, I thank you that above all that you have called her to be an encourager. Lord, above all, even when we speak truth to people in difficult things or, you know, sometimes people don't always receive something right then, but it plants the seed. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, and using Jennifer, Lord, that that she will help pull people up higher. Lord, that you will use her, God. You will use her testimony. Lord, that she will use her testimony, God, to encourage many. Lord, that you will speak truth to her and through her and the word through her, Lord, even prophetic utterances through her, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using her as a standard, as a standard bearer, as a standard. I just see you almost like a pillar, Jennifer, like, you know, like a pillar of God that like you'll stand and you will stand and you will keep your stance. You know, when you take a stand that you will stand, you know, having done all the stand that you will stand, and that you are not easily moved off of your core beliefs and what you know. And when you hear God, that you'll speak what you hear God say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people receive it. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're thrilled with what the Lord says. Sometimes not so much, but that you'll stand. And I just sense just a greater authority coming in your life. And I do sense a season of transition is at your door. I don't know what all that entails in transition, but just a season of transition, even greater confidence in God. And I know you have confidence in God. I've heard your testimonies. I've heard you speak and brag on the Lord and what all God has done in your life. But an even greater confidence in God, but a greater confidence even in your ability to hear God. A greater confidence in that I'm hearing correctly, and this is not just me, and this is not just my opinion. This is God. So, Lord, I just thank you for all you're doing in Jennifer's life, and Lord, I thank you, God, for the steadfastness, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, how you are securing her feet upon the rock. Lord, that her feet are secure on the rock. Not only that He's securing them, but they are. Lord, I thank you, Father, for securing her feet upon the rock. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for speaking your word through her, speaking your truth through her, and speaking your encouragement and your love through her as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive that. I receive that.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God. Sometimes I ramble a little, I understand, but I keep praying and just keep looking until I start getting a little more clarity about things. And sometimes as I'm praying, the Lord continues to show a little bit more. Sometimes He doesn't. So, but
I
definitely season, you know, and I've said this before. I think I said this the other day. I just sense that you are in a season of transition, that there's some things will be changing. But I see things changing within you too, though. So thank God. Praise God. Just greater authority,
very
greater
much.
Understanding, greater clarity, all of that.
Mm.
And greater influence.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. I hear that greater influence.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight, Jennifer?
No, I'm going to allow the Lord to bless others through you, but I do want to share something really quick.
Sure.
You had given me a word at the beginning of March, I believe it was, about, you said something about, you saw me painting like bright living colors.
Uh-huh.
And I just want you to know that what the Lord did, it was about three weeks later, I had a lady come to me, and she said she wanted to bless me. And I think, I don't know if you remember, but I told you that I didn't have paints and paintbrushes, and the hairs were falling out of the paintbrushes and everything. But she said, I want to bless you. And where the Lord guides, He provides, because she sent me professional watercolors, professional acrylics, professional brushes, professional paint pads, acrylic pads. So the Lord definitely came through and provided what He was definitely calling me to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I recall you saying that you mostly did watercolors or something, and I knew what I was seeing in my heart, or seeing in my mind's eye was the brighter colors that were not all just watercolors, you know, because typically they're a little washed out looking, And I saw what I was seeing was brighter colors. So praise God. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Well, as you know, I'm up on this mountain, and I've been living by faith for 2 years with zero income. So, I mean, he's just provided everything, even, you know, simple things like that aren't needs per se, but just wants. And so I just really want to encourage everybody and to just let everyone know he is who he says he is. And, you know, we don't have to worry. You know, he takes care of the sparrows, and he loves us more than the sparrows. So,
amen.
He's good. He's good.
He is good. And
so thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I pray that you're still working on your music too. I remember seeing the Lord giving you music that was directly from him to you. So praise God for that too.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the same, I mean, this doesn't have to do with the songwriting, but the same lady, I'm a photographer, and, you know, before I got sick and lost everything, I was working on my photography business. So, and I had gotten a harp. It was like a garage sale, and this woman had played for 50 years. And I thought this would just be a beautiful instrument, you know, for a photography prop. And I heard the Lord a couple weeks ago tell me, you know, you need to get the harp out. And I am not, just like Art, I am not musically inclined either. So I'm like, okay, Lord. And just so happens, the lady that sent me the water, all the paints and everything, she just happened to play this exact same harp. So along with the paint, she sent me the entire harp instructions and how to play the harp and the tuning tool. So, yes, God is good.
How amazing. Yes. That lady is a blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for sending her.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So,
God is just, he is looking after you, girl. He is watching after you and taking care of you. How awesome, how beautiful.
Yes, hallelujah. He's good.
Amen.
I will let him bless someone else tonight through you, and I bless you, and I thank you, and I lift the Lord up.
Praise thank you,
be
sweetie.
His name.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you, and you have a blessed night.
Too.
You too.
251-342. Is this Miss Latrice?
It is, Jeannie. How are you?
Good, hon. I'm good. I hope you believe you're good too, aren't you?
It's well inside of.
You always have a good positive confession. I love that. I love that about you. Well, Father, I thank you for Latrice tonight, Lord, and I thank you that she is a blessing. God, she is a blessing to you, but Lord, she is a blessing to the body of Christ. Lord, and you have called her, and you have chosen her, and you have equipped her. Lord, and you have taught her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for an increase in the anointing. Lord, increase in the ability to paint a picture with words. Lord, an ability, Lord, to share the word of God in a way, Lord, that is very palatable and easy, very digestible for others. Lord, that it's that they're able, they just be like, num, 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 that's just so good that instead of it maybe tasting like turnip greens, that it tastes like strawberry shortcake, Lord, that when she shares, that she's able to share it in a way, God, that it paints a picture, that it becomes so easy to understand, Lord, and that it ignites and increases a hunger in their lives. Lord, I thank you. Latrice, I just see, like, God, just using you, and I don't know, I'm assuming you teach now. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming that you teach. But I just see you with the Word of God in front of you and teaching and explaining and expounding on things, and it just being people just soaking it up like a sponge, that the way that you are able to deliver the Word, that people, that they just hunger for more, that they just gobble it up, and that they're that they're like, I see that. I've not seen it like that before. I can just see their little minds being enlightened and their hearts being enlightened, and that just being a great joy to them, you know, that they're just loving it, you know, just loving listening to you and how you bring things across, that it makes it easy for them to digest it and to absorb that. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for what you're doing and for Teresa's life. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for, Lord, how you have anointed her for service, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing increase in her life. Lord, I thank you for bringing blessing and increase in her life. Lord, not only in the spiritual things, but, Lord, even in the natural, bringing increase. Lord, bringing blessing, bringing healing. Lord, bringing meeting every need that she would have. Lord, every need. And, Lord, I just thank you for refreshing. And Lord, I thank you for just bringing more energy and refreshing, Lord, and just a new sense of just a sense of renewal, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I appreciate it, and I have a praise report. I think last week I asked that you agree with me as touching regarding my sibling. She lost the thrive to live.
Right.
And this is just another day that the Lord has kept her, and I want to give God the praise for that, for being above ground one more day. It's a good thing to be above ground any day, especially if you don't know who Jesus is.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you and thank everyone who prayed for her and ask that you continue to call her name out, Bernice, in your prayer time, because I know that God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And I decree that it is well in Jesus' name. And ask that you just continue to keep us uplifted. And I'd like you all to agree with me as touching for salvation for I have four brothers, and I'm seeing God move in their life as well. And I call them healed, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. So all of you who know the words of prayer, please join me in praying for the Wilson brothers, because God sees, hears, and knows all. And He is moving in this hour. And God gave me a word, a corporate word, I believe, yesterday before morning. I was up, he woke me up, and I was like, okay, God, we need to talk, what's up? And he was telling me that it's about to break. And I was like, well, okay, God, what is it that you're saying? And he was telling me the things that we have been praying for and waiting on and believing God for, that it's about to break. So to anyone and everyone that is going through anything and believing God and knowing that he can do it, believe that it is about to break. Just hold on a little while longer, because he's coming to see about us in this time. And the word declares that he will take care of his own. So I wanted to encourage someone for another day or so. Just hold on till you stay.
Amen. Amen. Let's just pray for Bernice right here. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have sustained Bernice, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping her and wooing her and drawing her, Lord. I just ask, Lord, that even in her sleep, Lord, that you would give her dreams that would draw her to you. Lord, that you would speak to her in the night. Lord, that you would call her name. Lord, that she would recognize your love, that she would recognize, Lord, who you are. Lord, that she would recognize that it is not too late, that it is not too late for her life, Lord, to be turned around, Lord, and, Lord, to prepare her for glory, but, Lord, even to prepare her for life, for living.
Amen.
And Lord, we just ask that Lord, that what you do in Bernice's life, Lord, that it would be a testimony to the brothers. And Lord, that the miraculous change that they see in her, Lord, that it would be an astounding testimony to them, Lord, that would be like a wake-up call, Lord, that they would see the reality of who you are in this, the reality of your greatness, of your power, of your glory, Lord, and of your love, Lord, and that it would shake them to their core of realization of there is a God in heaven, a creator, the one that is the name that is above all names, the one that formed them in their mother's womb. And Lord, that it would strike a hunger, it would ignite a fire within them, Lord, to have you, to know you in that personal way. And Lord, we just thank you for doing it, Lord. We thank you in advance for blowing the breath of God across this family. Lord, for blowing upon them. And precious Holy Spirit, Lord, we just ask that precious Holy Spirit would draw them, Lord, because your word says no one comes into the Father except the Spirit draws them. So, Lord, we just ask that you would send precious Holy Spirit, to draw them, Lord, to woo them, Lord, to prick their hearts, Lord, to make them ever mindful, Lord, that they cannot get away from it, that when they wake up, they're thinking of God, Lord, when they go to bed, they're thinking of God, Lord, that everything they see reminds them of you and their need for you. So, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. And we give you all glory and honor and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for the update, sweetie. Yeah, thank you for the testimony. And we just continue to stand with you and believe and expect to hear more.
Amen, amen. And I do thank you, Jenny. Have a good one.
Thank you, Latrice. You have a blessed night. Get a little drink right quick. All right. Next caller is 910-709. And how is Miss Sylvia tonight?
quite well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I hadn't heard from you in a little while. I'm glad that you're doing good.
Yes.
And it's nice to hear from you tonight.
Yes, same with you. I've just been pressing in a little more, so mm-hmm. I felt led to call in tonight.
Okay. I hope you have some testimonies too, but Lord, we just thank you. Well, Father, I thank you for Sylvia tonight, God, and I thank you, Lord, Lord, how you have sustained her and strengthened her, Lord, and that she has drawn upon you, Lord, and Father, that every time that she's reached out and drawn upon her, Lord, that you have refreshed her, and Lord, that you have filled her, and Lord, that you've lifted her up, and God, that you have spoken to her, and you've opened doors into her, Lord, that you have sent her on assignments, Lord, you've even worked in the situation with her brother at home, Lord, that, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God, and Lord, how you have shown yourself faithful and trustworthy in Sylvia's life. God, I thank you, Lord, how you're bringing healing, Lord. I thank you, Lord, how you're bringing wholeness. Lord, that's our prayer, Father, is for all of us, is not just healing, but wholeness in every area, Lord, in our physical body, in our emotions, in our thoughts, Lord, in our finances and our relationships with others. Lord, we desire wholeness, Father. That's our heart's cry, is wholeness. The Lord says, as many as touched him, We're made whole. So Lord, that's our desire is wholeness. And Lord, we just thank you in advance for that. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that for the satisfaction that you're bringing to Sylvia, Lord. Father, that as you have sent her out, and Lord, even as that will increase and that will continue, Lord, as long as I just see that continuum, Sylvia, just as long as you're here, that God will continue to send you out on assignments, and he will continue to send you to people and send you to groups. But once again, I see God sending you to those that are the lost sheep, those that are the ones. I just continue to see God sending you to the ones and the twos, and sending you out on assignment to those that have no one or feel like they have no one. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for returning that even as she has sown into others and sows into others, and Lord, even as she sows friendship and sows prayers, Lord, sows heartfelt concern, Lord, that she will reap the same, Lord, that she will, that she has stood for others and prayed for others, Lord, that she will see her own prayers answered, and Lord, that there will even be those that will hold her up in prayer, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the connections that you are making and have made with her. And Lord, we thank you in advance for Lord placing her, for placing her in those where you want her. Lord, in confirming your word, Lord, that when you speak something to her, Lord, for confirming your word to her. So Lord, I just thank you now for healing. Lord, I thank you for satisfaction in her days. As the Lord said, with long life I satisfy you and show you my salvation. And show you my, and I just see that being like a word of scripture for you, Sylvia. With long life he satisfies us and shows that. And I just see the Lord over and over again bringing satisfaction to your soul, seeing your prayers answered, seeing God not only working in your life but working in the lives of others, and just his faithfulness continuing over and over and over, you seeing the trustworthiness and the faithfulness and the love of God manifested in your life and in the life of those you love over and over and over. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight, Sylvia?
No. No, that's that was great. No, I don't have any more prayers.
Okay.
Thank you for ministering to me tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's always my pleasure and my joy to speak with each and one of, you know, speak with you guys and pray with you and just believe with you for breakthrough. And, you know, I just see just God's just faithful in your life, that you're faithful to God and God is faithful back to you. He's faithful to you. You know, the word says even when we're not faithful, he is faithful because he cannot deny himself, but that you're faithful to God and God honors that and rewards you for being faithful. And I just see God continuing to work in your life like he is, and even adding to you and increasing. But I just see a great
satisfaction.
Yeah, just satisfied. I just see you satisfied, you know, in the
Amen.
Lord and what God's doing. So praise God.
I was listening to Latrice when she says that the Lord had said that you know, that I guess breakthrough coming to people that's been waiting and holding on. I received a word Sunday from one of the pastors that the Lord says that he was getting ready to fulfill every promise that he had made to me. That and I, that word I've been holding on to.
That's an awesome word.
Yes, I've been like Jennifer. I lived 3 years. I got sick, and I lived 3 years without a penny to my name. And she's correct. He does take care of every need, every need. And then one day she's going to turn around, and he's going to bless her abundantly, because that happened to me. When I came, you know, to the end, it was just, you know, it was a test for us to depend on him, learn how to depend on him. And, but that's a really hard test to live without any money, but God really takes care of you through those years that you don't have a penny to your name.
He really proved himself that
way. Yes, I lived that for 3 years. But thank you for praying. Yes, I did it 3 years.
That's amazing. Well, you're more than welcome, hon. And it was good to hear your voice again tonight. I enjoy hearing what God's doing in your life.
Okay, well, thank you, and you have a good night.
You too, sweetie. Good night.
God bless you.
Let's see. Yes. Yeah, 402-214. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jeannie. You're such a blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you holding on.
No, you're teaching, you know, I mean, everything you're talking about was really wonderful.
Oh,
really
thank
blessed
you.
Me.
Well, I'm glad it did. Like I said, you guys usually get to hear what I'm living and what I'm going through or what the Lord's showing me. And so many times it's just confession time.
Yeah. Well, it just, I guess it was kind of a conviction for me on some things. I want to say more of a reminder, not like what makes me so mad is that I will think of things or, you know, it'll come to me what I need to change, what I'm doing wrong. And then it's just like then a couple of days or whatever, and it's like gone. My mind is somewhere else and had to be reminded.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it helps just to write stuff down, you know, as God shares something with you, shows you to. You know, some people journal, which can be a little more, but sometimes, you know, there's been times I wouldn't just necessarily journal, but I would just write, you know, just scribble something down right quick if the Lord shared something with me or wanted to remind me. I would just have a little pad close by and just write it down. And it would, because, I mean, truly, when we get involved in life and just living and making a living and all the various things that are going on, you know, even the word says that the enemy, he'll try to come steal the word from us. Well, that can not only be the written word, but those things that God shows us, sometimes the enemy will try to come steal that. We also just get busy and we get our mind in many places and we forget, you know. So it's a good idea to write things down if the Lord shows them to you.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Sure. Well, let's pray for
you. Kind of got it. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for sharing tonight, and Lord, I thank you for enlightenment. Lord, I just thank you, God, that it's like I can see you flipping the pages of a book, you know, and I don't know if it's the Bible, it's like I see you flipping the pages, almost like a speed reader going through it and flipping these pages and like enlightenment, just enlightenment going, wow, just, you know, soaking this up and absorbing it things being planted in your heart, not just in your mind, but things literally taking root in your heart, things being planted in your heart and taking root and like just gorging on the Word of God, just gorging yourself on the things that God is showing you. Things like, I've never seen that before. I've never seen it quite like that before, and opening up and, you know, with the word, we can read the same scriptures time and time again, and many times there will continue to be revelation that's revealed to us. As you know, we might read a scripture of, you know, 100 times, and that next time the Lord show us something else about it. Because the hunger in our hearts and our desire to see and understand. You know, that hunger, it draws. I mean, it'll draw. We draw on the Lord just like people draw on the prophetic and things like that. We can draw on the Lord in that hunger. It says, though that hungers and thirst shall be filled. Knock and we keep knocking. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. And I just see as you're inquiring of the Lord and as you're reading, God just opening up revelation to you in a new way. Just like, it's like I just see like the light, like a light around you, a light around your mind, a light around the word. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for doing this and sharing. And Lord, I thank you for it bringing a new settledness to her heart, Father, a new peace to her heart, a new feeling of security, just a new secure steadfastness, that feeling of you're secure, that feeling of you're secure, that feeling of I've got this and God has got me and Lord, I'm understanding this and many questions being washed away, it seems like I sense that you're a person that you have many questions, that you have that's kind of your normal a little bit, that you have that kind of mind, that you have lots of questions, you're inquisitive, you're a person that's filled with questions. And I just see many, as God, as the Lord is opening this up to you, I just see many of those questions, not that you necessarily have every answer, but there being a peace coming, and those questions, some of the questions just like fading away. It's like I see almost like, you know, when rainwater hits some paint or something or shoe polish, you know, how it just kind of just fades out and just washes away. And I just see some of the questions ceasing to be because of a real trust in God and a real, that real secure feeling of, well, God's going to show me what I need to know, and God's bringing enlightenment. And just sometimes a lot of our questions can be, I won't necessarily say an anxiety, but some of our questions can be kind of like that, because it's like I need to know so that I can get it all right. You know, I need to know every answer because I need to protect myself, and I need to know what's going on around me. I need to be able to see and understand. It's like I said, sometimes there's a little bit of fear mixed in, or a little bit of just depredation, whatever you would want to call it, in there. But in the sense of security, in a sense of I'm loved and I'm cared for, God is with me and God is showing me. It's really a level of trust, just a new level of trust coming to you that brings a level of peace, and that some of those questions just kind of wash away, that you no longer feel like I have got to have every answer.
Right.
A new level of rest in that. And like I said, not that you won't ever question anything anymore, but not to the same degree. Not because there's just that feeling of I'm okay with God. I'm okay with God, and He loves me, and He's here with me, and He'll show me what I'm doing. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you for working with Sharon and working in her, Lord, and bringing that beautiful trust and that beautiful rest in knowing of how very much she is loved. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. That's exactly what I need.
No, praise God. Praise God. God knows what we need, sweetie. He knows exactly.
That'll be such a blessing. That's what I need. So grateful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. Like I said, He formed us. He knows us. He knows what's in us. And He's always there to meet every need that we have. So thank the Lord.
You know, it's like what you said earlier when you were teaching. One of the things that we do is get down on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, or get, I don't know how you put it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I tend to do that, and I try to, then once in a while I'll say, but wait a minute, He made me, so He knows, you know?
Yeah.
He knows what I'm like.
Most of the time we're our own worst critic more than anybody else would be of us, you know, because we know ourselves. And you know, so often we see our own shortcomings and things that we just perceive. Of course, sometimes we perceive ourselves as falling short when we really don't. But because we live with ourselves and we see our mistakes and things like that, we do tend to be our own worst critic. I mean, I've been there most of my life, too, and it's something I've had to to work with God. You know, particularly things that we would, you know, as we grow in God, we can look back and go, God, you know, what was I thinking back then? And really, for the most part, we have to just cease to look back. You know, we want to learn from the things that God shows us, but we don't want to spend all of our time looking backwards either. We want to look forward and just, how, in the word is, it says, you know, one thing
yeah.
I do is forget those things that are behind and press forward to the mark of the calling of Christ Jesus. So we keep pressing on and just thanking God for his mercy and that he's teaching us and that he keeps us, you know, as we're growing and as we're learning.
Yeah. I honestly can't ever see you doing really anything wrong. I can't. I can't even see it. I can't even imagine it, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody's got a past, and, of course, we're all still learning, too. So nobody's arrived yet, hon.
Yeah, that judging, you know, the judging, you know,
mm-hmm.
comparing ourselves, which
right.
puts you right into judging others. You
right.
know, I've had trouble with that lately. And that brings me to what I wanted to ask for prayer for my daughter and her family.
Mm-hmm. What's your daughter's name?
Dana.
Dana. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Father, I thank you for Dana, Lord, and her family, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, for covering them. Father, I thank you for placing them exactly where they need to be, Lord, whether that's job-wise, home-wise, church-wise. Lord, I thank you for planting them where that you need them to be. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for working in relationships. Lord, I just thank you for bringing peace and tranquility and just the love of God through the home. Lord, even with other family members, Lord, I just thank you, God, for I just speak the love of God over the home. Lord, I just speak the love of God through the home and health and tranquility, Lord, just tranquility. But Father, I thank you, God, for directing their steps. Lord, I thank you for directing their steps, Lord, and I just keep wanting to say, place them where they need to be. And I don't know what that has to do with. I don't know if that has to do with literally a location of where they live, with jobs, with I don't know, but I just, it's like
right.
I keep wanting to say, Lord, place them where they're supposed to be.
Right.
So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for keeping this family and working in their hearts and working in their lives, and that the unity and love of God would work in them and around them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie. God
well,
bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you for praying for me and for being on here.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's an honor to get to be a part of this team, for sure. I want you to know. And I always my thanks to Brother Randy for allowing me to be a part of this. It is really an honor. So, well, God bless you, hon,
yeah.
and thank you for calling
okay.
in. And I'll talk to you another time.
Okay, Jeannie. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, 717-217. Is this Miss Anita?
Hello. Yes, this is she.
Well, it's good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting so long. I appreciate
it.
Well, let's pray for you tonight, Father. I thank you for Anita, Lord, and I just thank you, God, for your grace. I hear the word, his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, how you've shown Anita how to draw on you and how to lean on you and how to draw on your grace, Lord, and how to just, Lord, stand beneath the flow. It's like I can see you just standing with your arms raised, standing beneath, like, just the flow of God's anointing and presence and love and grace that you've learned how, that you know how, you've learned how to call on God and just stand beneath the flow, the flow of his love. Lord,
amen.
I thank you, God, for, Lord, I thank you, God, for it's like I hear the word like touching relationships, working in relationships. It's like I'm hearing the word touching relationships. I'm not exactly sure what touching relationships is. If there's someone that you are praying for, or if there's someone that's dear to your heart, someone that you're in relationship with, or someone that you're trying to develop a friendship. You know, I'm not sure what that is, to be honest. You know, I just heard like touching relationships. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working in relationships that are in and around Anita, Father. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for even connecting her, Lord, when there are kingdom purposes and kingdom relationships, Lord. Friends and family, those that would be a blessing to her, God, and would just have divine purposes involved in it, Lord. But Lord, I just thank you, God, for working in those, Lord, and Lord, for your spirit being right in the middle of the relationships that surround her life, God, and bringing joy to Anita, Lord, bringing joy and bringing comfort and bringing companionship, friendship, Lord, those things that she desires, Lord. Father, they're so necessary in life, Lord, particularly. We go through seasons that we can feel kind of alone. You know, we go through seasons that it seems like, you know, it's like, you know, the used to, maybe I was working, or maybe I was around a lot more people and our situations changed. Mm-hmm. And suddenly sometimes we can look up and it's like, where is everybody? You know, what, you know, because situations just change in life. And then suddenly we can go from having many around us to having none, or maybe just having one or two. So, Lord, I just thank you for just pouring out your love upon Anita, Lord, and working in relationships around her life. And, Lord, even developing those, Lord, and drawing to her, Lord, that you would draw to her those that would be a blessing to her life and would be, would bring a companionship and enjoy to her, Lord, and for her also to be a blessing back to them. And Lord, I thank you just for protecting her and just your presence in her home.
Lord, just
the light and love of God filling her home, Lord, so that there would be a contentment and a peace and a sense of well-being. Lord, that just bring a sense of well-being and a sense of I'm loved by God and my life is important and that you matter. You know, that God has things still for you to do. God has things ahead of you, and there's lives for you to touch. There are designated lives for you to touch, and God has purpose for you. So, Father, I just thank you for the blessing that Anita is, and, Lord, I thank you for pouring out upon her blessing and love and even some new purpose, Lord, just new purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Did you have, is there anything in particular there I hope some of that resonated with you? Okay. And is there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about with some of that, Anita?
Yes, my relationship with my sister. You know, I just lost my mother, and we are preparing for her funeral.
Uh-huh.
And so I want you to join me in prayer to pray for the relationship between sisters.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just moving in the relationship between Nita and her sister, Lord, and they're bringing a new bond, like a renewal of connection, Lord, and just the love of God, Lord. They're the love of family, Father, that there be agreement, Lord, that they would even revisit memories from the past, Lord, that would bring great joy and bring laughter between them, Father. Lord, I just thank you, God, for just reawakening childhood love, reawakening, Lord, childhood memories and memories of their mother, Lord, that would just bring, that would cause sorrow to lift, Lord, but would bring joy, a renewed joy to their lives, and just bring back the pictures and the memories, Lord, that would delight their hearts, God. Those things that they can connect on together. Lord, that as each one has varied memories, one will have a memory in the next. And Lord, that it would just bring delight and laughter, Lord, in a common ground and just a sense of reconnection in a new way.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for your love just working there and your grace and your peace and your comfort and all of it, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. Well, was there anything else before I move on? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, hon, and God bless you, and I will talk to you another time.
Okay. God bless you, too.
God is just so sweet like that, how he works in the lives. All right. 919-426. How is Miss Destiny tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's good to hear from you tonight. I don't think I've talked to you in a little while.
Been a while.
Okey-doke. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you for Destiny, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Lord, for her desires. Lord, her desires fulfilled. Lord, I thank you. I just hear like your desires. God working in your desires. God establishing your desires. In agreement with his desires and God igniting a fire. Lord, I thank you for igniting a fire in Destiny, Lord, like a driving force, God doesn't drive us, but he will ignite that desire within us that it causes us to press into things, press in more. It like ignites our faith. It ignites that, just that desire of, Lord, I want to get to where you, to the place you have for me. God, I want to move forward. God, I want to connect with those things that you have for me to connect with. Lord, I just thank you, God, for connecting Destiny, Lord, for connecting her, Lord, to the people that are connected to her destiny. Lord, I thank you for doing that. And Lord, I thank you for the favor of God that goes with her, Lord. I thank you for the favor and the goodness of God, Lord, that travels with Destiny. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have established her steps, and Lord, that you have drawn her step by step, Lord, and Lord, that she has been faithful, God, that she has at times has stood when she felt like, is this ever going to happen, that she has stood, Lord, and she has continued to look to you and to lean on you. Lord, she has continued to pursue the purposes of God, the dreams of God. Lord, those things that you have put in her heart, she has continued to inquire of you, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I just sense like God's smiling upon you, like God's pleased with you, that God is pleased with you. You have continued to press in and have continued to move forward and have continued to trust him and give him thanks. Yes, that you have given him thanks as he has moved you forward. And at times the weight, the lingering weight, and I don't mean like heavy weight, but I mean the waiting on something to happen, that sometimes the weight would almost seem unbearable. We all go through that. I mean, we all go through that. But at times the weight would almost seem like, you're leaning into it so hard that you almost would want to fall over because you were leaning so far. And it's like, Lord, when? God, when? And at times the weight would almost seem unbearable. But God was faithful, and he stretched you in it, and he grew you in it, and he strengthened you in it. And it's pleased him. You have pleased the Lord, and it has pleased him to see your growth. And to see your joy when he has answered your prayers and when he has brought things to pass that he has spoken to you about and that you have prayed into. And Lord, I just thank you for joy fulfilled in Destiny. And Lord, I thank you, God, that she is just beginning to see things laid out, Lord, that that you have many things ahead of her that she's not even, that's not even crossed her mind as yet. And Lord, I just thank you for the goodness of God in her life. Lord, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life, and she'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I just thank you, God, that your plans for her are good. And I just thank you, Lord. I just bless her life, and Lord, I bless her health, and I bless her finances, Lord, and I thank you now, Lord, for continuing to connect her to those that have purpose, kingdom purpose, and destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow.
Do you have anything to share tonight with us?
No, but I would say what you just said is right on. It's right on point as to some things that's been going on in my life recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jesus. It's always nice to have confirmation. But I think the last time I had talked to you, maybe you had moved, or I think you had just moved, and God was just being faithful in your life and bringing things to you that you needed or something.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. That was a person before me that time.
Okay.
But
sometimes it's hard to keep all the stories straight, keep everybody straight when there's so many different callers. But, well, was there anything in particular that you wanted prayer about while I had you?
Yes, I wanted prayer for things to be, for me to come in contact with things specifically for me. I've recently, you know, I've been given opportunities and things, but they all are just not for me, and it's kind of frustrated me a little bit, so I'm just praying for, you know, opportunities that are, you know, tailored for me, handpicked for me.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and that's what God, that's what God has for us, is that we don't waste our time. We don't waste time on things that are not beneficial, that are not part of his plan. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. Your word says that you go before us and you make the crooked places straight, So, Father, I thank you for going before destiny and those places that you have ordained for her. God, that be made straight, Lord, that she connect with those things, Lord. Lord, that you give her the confirmation that she needs, the peace in her heart, Lord, that she would even, as the word says, that you'll hear a voice behind you that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that she will hear your voice and that she will know specifically, this is it. This is my path. This is my course. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for even like putting blinders on her, that all the other things that would be just distractions or attempts even sometimes of the enemy to get us off course or to stall us or to delay us, Lord, that those things, that she would not even see them, Lord, that she would see only what you have prepared for her. And, Lord, that she will connect with those. Lord, if whether it be putting her in the right place at the right time, Lord, or the people, making the connections, Lord, even as I prayed earlier, making those connections, Lord, that are purposeful and are kingdom connections, God, that will help put her in the right place at the right time for what you have called her for, Lord, for what are your... So, Lord, I just thank you in advance, God. And, Lord, I just thank you for giving Destiny peace in her heart, that you are laying this out before and that you will and are bringing her into that place that you have called for her. Lord, that you are leading her and guiding her, Lord, and that you will make her step secure. Lord, your word says that you widen the path beneath our feet, that we will not slip. So, Lord, I thank you for widening the path and making the path known and making that path plain to destiny. And Lord, I thank you now for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes. Well, thank you so much for getting to me tonight. I see there's a lot of people on, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. Yeah, I don't know that I'll be able to get to everyone tonight. I've got quite a few callers tonight, but God bless you, sweetie, and look forward to hearing from you again. Let me get a quick drink of water. All right, 202-722. I know y'all can probably hear the countdown on the computer because my microphone probably picks that up, but just ignore it. I've still got about 12 minutes or something like that. So how are you?
I'm doing okay, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. God blessing you tonight, sweetie.
Yes, he is, and thank you for your ministry. I'm so glad that I made it in time for prayer. Amen.
Sometimes I wish I could extend the clock a little bit. You know, sometimes on those late night programs, they can go a little past midnight and stuff, and it won't cut them off. But with Randy coming on at 9 o'clock, I don't have that option. So, well, let's pray for you right quick. Father, I thank you, God. Excuse me. I thank you for Nicole, God. Lord, I just thank you, God, how you are creating, Father, how you are like creating a picture for her. Lord, I thank you, God, how you are developing, putting the pieces together, putting the parts together, putting the pieces together, Father, Lord, so that they're as the word says, write the vision and make it plain. That I just sense like like pieces coming together, almost like I see it almost like a puzzle, like things coming into place for you. And I don't know what all that entails, of course, but I just sense things coming into place for you, things coming, becoming the focus, things coming into focus, things being able to see the picture, see the bigger picture. I'm getting bits and pieces here of like things coming into focus. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you are developing in Nicole. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for causing her to have insight, sight and insight. Lord, I thank you for sight and insight. Lord, I just thank you, God. I thank you, Father, for working in her life. Lord, I thank you for, I just keep getting the same thing, Nicole, about things coming together. I don't know what that means, but I'm kind of getting the same thing over and over about things coming together, things coming into focus, pieces of the puzzle starting to come together. I don't know what's going on in your life as far as if there's something you're trying to see into or something you're trying to something that you're trying to figure out or something you're trying to know, if you're trying, whether it's job hunting or, you know, I don't really know. But I just, you know, I keep getting the same thing about things coming into focus, coming together, the pieces and the parts coming together so that you can see the picture. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing understanding in that, for bringing understanding and wisdom and revelation. And Lord, I just thank you for your blessing and your hand upon it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I am job hunting. I had two jobs, and I resigned from one, and I've been praying for over a year just for direction about what the Lord wants me to do in terms of, like, what kind of work environment, and
uh-huh. Okay.
I've been thinking about, like, one area and role for work. And then today I stumbled across a job posting that's similar to work that I've been doing, which I've been trying to get away from. when I saw it, it's at a university, which I'm trying to go back to working at a university or a college, but it's similar to, like, high stress work I've done other places. And I was like, I think I know what these people need, and I'm pretty sure I can deliver what they need. But I was like, this looks like a hard job, but I'm like, I think I can do it. And then I'm like, I'm tired. My husband passed away last year. And then I'm like, but I think I can do it. So could I pray with you about that particular job?
Sure, sure. Well, Father, you know, Lord, you know where Nicole needs to be, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the confidence that she has, Lord, that she knows that she can fill this position and be a blessing to these people. And Lord, that she can do this. But Lord, I just thank you for the peace of God, Lord, because your peace is how that's our guide. That's our guide within our hearts, Lord, is the peace of God that says, yes, this is the way, walk ye in it. So Lord, I thank you for just bringing peace to Nicole, Lord. And Father, even though maybe things in the past have been difficult, Lord, that if this is the job for her, Lord, that it will be easier than she anticipates, Lord, that things will go smoother and easier. But Lord, I just thank you for making her to know and bring confirmation, Lord, and just bring in the peace of God that will make her to know if she's to step into this. And Lord, with no baggage from the past, with nothing, no anxieties from the past of this being difficult or hard, Lord, that she would just have the confidence, Lord, that she does have, that she'll just have a peace and a confidence, Lord, that she's walking in your will and that all is well. Because, Lord, when we're in your will, it truly is all well. You know, anything he calls us for, he equips us for, hon, and it doesn't mean that we don't have challenges sometimes, but when he calls us into something, that's where, if we're aware that he's calling us, that's where we'll have the most joy, that's where we'll be the most blessed, that's where we'll be the most fulfilled, and it will have the most purpose. So just know that if God calls you there, that he will equip you and will bring everything you need to fulfill your time there. But I just pray God's peace on you that will cause you to know whether or not you're to accept that position.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That makes sense then. The what I just kept seeing of like things coming into focus and coming together. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. So, okay, was there anything else you wanted to pray about while I had you?
That was just awesome. I'm receiving that peace and knowing that it is coming into focus and I can rest in that. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, God bless you, hon, and I look forward to hearing back from you, and let us know what all God's doing.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
Oh, thank you for calling, Nicole. Talk to you later. Okay, 205-531. How you, Miss Julia May?
Just fine.
Good, good, good. Well, let's just pray for you. Let me check my clock right quick.
Okay.
I've got about 5 minutes. Or six. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May. And Father, I just thank you, God, for raining blessings down on her, Father, just for raining. I just sense like rain falling on you, Julia May, of not only, not just natural blessings, but spiritual blessings and the rest of God and just the love of God and just some refreshing and peace. And I know you have trusted God through some of the most difficult things. I mean, I know that in the natural from your testimonies, but I just sense added strength, and a new resolve of trust there. God showing himself faithful to you. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing the provision, Lord, for Julia May and her family, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, for going before them, Lord, for going before them, Lord, and making the crooked places straight in their life, Lord, where there have been kinks and delays, where things have been withheld, where things have even just been stopped up, Lord, for unstopping the flow. Yes, Lord, for unstopping the flow, Lord, and Lord, where your word says, even I believe it's in Ezekiel, it says, "In the things that the Lord has declared shall now come to pass. There shall be no more delay." And so, Father, we just decree no more delay, no more delay. And, Lord, that provision, the flow of provision come forth, Lord. Lord, and that there be a new rest and relaxation. And, Lord, just that deep sigh of when something has that we have waited upon and something that we have prayed about and that we have stood in expectancy and faith, you know, that when those things come to pass, it brings a joy, but just that sigh of relief that it's happened. You know, it just brings that release in our life that brings just a relaxation and a new rest and a new peace into our lives of God said he would and God did. God did. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for working in Julia May's life and in her family, God. Lord, and I thank you for your faithfulness being a testimony to even extended members of the family, Lord. Lord, that it'd be a testimony to them that they cannot deny and they cannot even look away from, but would be in awe, God, of what you do. And, Lord, that it would draw them, or that it would be a drawing to them, Lord, to want to know you in a way that they never have. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing Julia May and blessing her daughter and just blessing her home and bringing the peace of God and Lord, the provision of God. Lord, and that an anointing even rest upon that house for miracles. Lord, that an anointing would rest upon that house for miracles. And, Lord, I thank you for using Julia May and that she will tell her testimony. She will tell the testimony over and over and over again to your glory, God, to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is good, girl. God is good.
Then we got to sit up today or go to the doctor Monday for next Monday for them to take this pig that are feeding tube out of Jonathan. So, hey. It's another milestone. We only have. Yes, I got.
Praise God! I know she's gonna love having that feeding tube out, and you will too.
Yeah, she's tired of doing that. And I said, like I said, we already shrunk the trach, so maybe now she go back to the doctor in July, and I'm praying that by then it'll be time to take that out, and everything be out of. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise God! God is just steadily.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know it's been a while, but God has steadily brought her on step by step and little by little.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And it's the truth. My dentist today, he said, oh, my goodness. He said, she's been through a lot. I said, yeah. He said, you know, the other one, they had his daughter and brother-in-law like that. They had mild cases. He said, she done been through something. I said, God, I said, oh, yeah, he done been through it. I said, all that was she done been through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've had to walk every step of it with her, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank God that she's had a praying mama that knew how to touch heaven.
Well, y'all pray for me. I thank you for your prayer. And other folks, we all been praying for. Because I told them that's what it took, prayer. It took prayer.
That's what we're called to. We're the body of Christ. We stand with one another and hold each other's arms up. So praise God. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honey, I appreciate you. It's 8:43, and I've got to have it completely logged off by 8:45. So thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling in, and I'll just continue to pray for you, and thank you for the testimony about Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God bless
and
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get to each and every one tonight. Randy comes on at 9 p.m., and I just pray that if you're still wanting prayer and ministry, that you will call back into his program. He will be logged on. You can actually call into his program by 15 till to get in line for prayer to be one of the first ones. So I just speak a blessing over each and every one and say that I love you and that God loves you and that I will be here next Monday night. So So God bless you. God keep you and his face shine upon you. Good night.